Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Okay, we're going to continue to learn a little bit more about these halachas regarding the Tilas Adam Shel Shachris. We are in the middle of discussing the details of Ruach Ra. We're going to be learning more on this topic a little bit, as well as other halachas. Let's get started straight away. There's a bialocha over here. I think I mentioned it, but I want to show you inside. The bialocha asks the question, what's the halacha if a person has got Ruach on his hands, and he washes his hands once only instead of three times? You know the water bills nowadays, they've gone up. He wants to do it once, not three times. Does he work or does he not work, you know, in terms of removing the Ruach? Now we learned, and that's, I suppose, the key to the question, that in order to, we don't know how Ruach works exactly, but we do know the way you remove it, Shulchan Aruch in Ziv Beis taught us, you've got to do it three times. That's what it says. Three times works. So I'd imagine it means that twice and once doesn't work. However, comes the Bialoch in the name of the Malbim. Yidakti klaus alem sholosh pa'amim, ayim ishtavu v'di'evet. So it's really, really important to know. I'm confusing two topics. This Bialoch is discussing another question. So in terms of that earlier question, the answer is yes. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Design tells us, if you do only once, that will work as well. You can do b'di'evet, you do one hand, you do one pouring only, it works. I don't have clarity in this, Alan, you know, wachowise, any suggestions? Why do you need to do three times if once works? Why does once work if you've got to do three times?
It's like everything else. It's like if you do something on a bare minimum, are you going to?
But is there Ruach Ra, yes or no?
I want to suggest, it's a shame Yossel's not here. He'd like this idea. But they say about coronavirus that the best thing to do is wash your hands. It's better, more effective than sanitizer, thank you. But if you have
something,
it kills off something.
It kills off something. That means that, according to this explanation, some Ruach Ra remains.
So it's like that. It's best to wash.
Okay.
Hands. If you don't cough for some reason, then at least.
Yeah. Okay. Perhaps.
I don't know.
Perhaps. Question number two is what the Bialocha discussed over here. Can you do one hand only? Say, bandage in one hand. Yes. Cutting tomatoes? What? Oh, really?
I had a full bandage in one hand.
Really?
I was told I can't until she died.
Right. What about Ruach Ra? How does it work? Can you do one hand only?
Well, it's fully bandaged.
You just do the nails?
Do
the nails.
It's fully bandaged and covered.
Yes, Ruach Ra can penetrate. No, yeah. Ruach Ra can,
But
is this, you don't want to hang around the whole day with Ruach Ra on your hands. So there's the Bialoch here, which I just started quoting, says, but feeling not a little yes, it works. You can do Ruach Ra removal on one hand. It works. So, if somebody's got, what? It's surugim, it's not ma'akev b'dievet. Surugim is not ma'akev b'dievet.
Yeah, but
if once washing hands once b'dievet works, then, you know, certainly surugim can't be ma'akev, by definition. Yeah. So there you go, Aboistai. So here it is. So b'dievet, washing hands once, works in Ruach Ra, and also one hand only also works. So it's just important to know, because sometimes there is a lack of water or lack of keli or lack of things. So we just have to remember that. B'dievet, it's better than nothing. Okay, now Seif Gimel now teaches us the following. Second line, Siman Dalet Seif Gimel. Oiga b'yodoy koydum letzili lepeh. Don't touch your mouth after, before washing your hands. Do not touch your mouth prior to washing your hands. V'lo lechoytam, not your nose. V'lo leoznayim, not your ears. V'lo neinayim, not your eyes. The last one is extremely difficult, if not impossible. I think that by, I don't know at what level of consciousness, if you've ever observed anybody waking up, it's the first thing that people do, and I don't know if it's, I don't think it's physically, but it's just, it's people do it still whilst in a sleep, if you've ever observed anybody sleeping, you will see they do it pretty much on a sleeping, I don't know, I'm privileged to have children at home, which sometimes needs support by being woken up. So it's nearly the state of sleep that you still rub your eyes. But yes, it's really it says first that before washing hands one should not rub not the eyes, not the ears. Pardon?
Is there ruach ra whilst they're still
sleeping? Yes, that's what I'm thinking. That perhaps the ruach ra is only something negative when a person physically wakes up. So I imagine the ruach ra is there during the sleep as well. But it could only be a negative force once a person wakes up. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have clarity once again in this. But yeah. Now, what I do understand is the following point. What is the tzad ha-shaveh? What is the common point about ears, nose, eyes, mouth?
Orifices.
Yeah. And with this we understand siv dalet. V'afilu mi shenotal yodov. If somebody is so we're learning that. So this is what the Mishnah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph. Sifkot Yud Aleph says, "Kodim Natila, Pipnei Shiruach Ra Sheir Al Yadayim, because the Ruach Ra, which is on a person's hand, Yuchal Hazik Le'elu Avorim, that can damage those parts of the body." So therefore, any opening, I suppose that the Ruach Ra does not damage skin. But if there's any opening such as the eyes, the ears, the nose, etc., that could chalila damage a person. I imagine the damage that he's talking about over here is a physical damage and not a spiritual damage, I'd imagine. Because he's talking about, I'd imagine. Now, the Mishnah book goes even further, because you've got new base, lo neinayim, not your eyes. And here he says, yesh lizor afilu al gabi einom b'chutzim efshel, if it's possible to be makpid, he says, try not to do your eyelashes, not to touch the eyelashes. And the rationale for that is probably if a person has ruach ra on his hands and he touches eyelashes, what will happen then? Yeah, I suppose that's the concern. Yeah. Even if a person did wash his hands past nigel vaser, the person should not touch his what's called piatabas, the digest, pardon? Rear end, yeah. Why? Because that brings a person lidei tachtonius. That brings to a. It's unhealthy. It's not. It's unhealthy to do. Similarly, also loyiga b'mokem hakaza. Person should also not touch in the place where he did hakaza, meaning where he did hakaza dam, bloodletting. In other words, we'll probably. Called where there's a wound, an open wound. Why? Shemishmush hayad, because excessive touching on an opening, mazik damages the chabur of the wound. So he is clearly talking about. He says, right? The Shulchan Aruch says he's talking about. The place where there was a kazus dam, where a person did bloodletting. I'd imagine he's talking about any open wound. The reason is because it's mazik lachabur. I would imagine it might mean, I don't know if that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch means, but perhaps it does mean. Why not men touch wounds? Infection, germs, right? Maybe that's what it means. Maybe it's as simple as that. It does sound a bit more Ruach Ra related, but perhaps in this particular instance, it's not Ruach Ra related, and it's just a medical advice. Okay, Sifei. Sifei now is a continuation of the Ruach Ra, which we've talked on earlier. The following point, you mentioned earlier, you mentioned earlier. Loiga begigi sheicha, a person should not touch the barrel of a barrel of wine, a barrel of sheicha, beer. Why? Don't touch the beer. Shemish mushayad. If you're touching it, mafsid hashecha, you damage the sheicha, you damage the beer. What is he talking about? Don't touch the barrels of beers. Why not? So, what is he talking about over here? Mishnah explains. Sivkot nudalet mafsid hashecha. V'im noga b'maychol kodim shenot al yodov. What happens if you're... This is talking about entering your hands in the liquid of the... So if you touch, you had your hands. Why would you want to do that? If you're a punt? If you have got any glasses and you're desperate, you wake up, first thing you want, I need a good beer. We can double after that. But for the moment, I need a good beer. And there's no cups around, so there's no two ways about it. You put your hands in and you drink like that. So why, now, the problem with that is, you've got to wash nigel vasa before you do that. V'im noga b'maychol kodim shalat al yodov, en es ha-maychol edizem. He said that, but yevet, the beer is okay. But yevet, it's okay, but it is of incredible importance not to touch food, especially liquids, but even solids as well, not to touch foods before washing legal wasser. But yeah, the food is okay, but just about, but yeah, but okay. So it's really important not to touch foods. If you touch a solid food, that's the apple we spoke about yesterday. That's what you mentioned yesterday. You got to rinse the food three times. So if you, you really wanted to eat something, you saw this, you wanted this, something solid. You really, you were desperate for this apple, from the Eitz Hadaat, I don't know. You wanted this apple. You were desperate for it, and you wanted it. So fine, you didn't wash negel vasa. You got to rinse it three times. You rinse it three times, and only then you can eat it. But yeah, but it's okay. Interesting. You should also not smoke tabak, what we call nowadays tobacco, which means, in other words, smoke. Don't smoke before having washed nigel vasa. Does that imply that you should smoke afterwards nigel vasa? Don't know. But you certainly shouldn't smoke before the nigel vasa. It is interesting. So it does say, Rabbi Yisai, it is brought down. If a person touched a food which, before nigel vasa, a person should rinse it three times. That's how far it goes. If it can't be rinsed, then okay, it's still mutter to eat. So we brought that in context yesterday of non-from Eden, it remains a problem. The Shulchan Aruch continues. By the way, just on a side note, the Bialocha says that it's anyway not a good idea to touch the beer barrels because it spoils the taste. Anybody into beer? Apparently, Bialocha says if you're shaking the, if you're touching too much the beer, it spoils the taste. Okay, don't know.
Pardon?
Pardon? Yeah, ask him. Yeah, he may have more of an opinion on the whiskey though. Yeah, okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Sivav. You don't need to be careful about revis in terms of amount of water when it comes to washing your hands, rosh, rashba, washing hands before davening. You do not need to ensure to have revis. A lesser amount is acceptable too. It's good to do if you're washing your hands for shachris, for davening, going back to the Rosh and Rashba, you should try to be makbid with all the things which you are makbid on the Tilas Yedayim Mesuda, such as keli, such as the amount of water, koach gavra, etc. Umiu enim ha'akev, loy kli. This is very important. If you have no kli, meaning no Yeah, no kli. I suppose there's no better translation than kli. There's no kli, and there is no. And you should still. It's not ba'akev b'di'eved. You want to wash your hands, nigel basa, or for davening, rosh hashpa we mentioned. Whatever it is, netilas yadam. You're washing your hands in the morning. If you don't have a keli, b'di'eved, it's okay. Similarly, koyach gavra. We know that ideally you need to wash your hands by physical human force. If you fail, if you don't have that, it's still okay. No koyach gavra, but the evidence is fine. Ushar advorim apoyzim etinas yasuda, and anything else which would normally invalidate the netila for meals. So Rabbi Yisai, what that means halach lemaisa is if somebody has got only a tap, you're in a hotel, you forgot to ring a keli. So what does that teach us? This is Ramon now. You can still wash, and you must, and you should. All you need to do is some people will do three times, maybe a bit of a koyach gavra, probably not, but it's fine. And if you can't do it three times, but you have it, for whatever reason, it's still okay. But do it. Yeah.
So, you have been in that situation before, so you'd switch the tap on and off, or you just put your hand in three times? Wash when you're under the tap.
Switching three times will be better.
You switch it off.
It's probably a bit better. Yeah, it's probably a bit better.
Right.
Yeah? Yeah, it's a bit more of a koyach gavra. But yeah, either way, you're fine.
You need a cup or a bottle, no?
Yeah, as to whether a plastic cup will work, it's very questionable. Very questionable. But it might not be considered a keli. But yeah, but it's fine anyway. There is a discussion as to whether... there's a discussion as to whether if you can. Yeah, we'll see that in Sif Yud Beis. We'll get to that later, Mitzvah. Okay, Sif Ches. Netilas Yudaim. Netilas Yudaim. Top of page 18. Shachis einot nagabe karka elo toich keli. Now, the water that you use for netilas yudaim shachis, if you can, as the Shulchan Aruch says, einot nagabe karka, don't do it on a floor. Elo, rather, le toich keli should be poured into a second keli, into a second vessel. Why? Why? What's wrong? Why can't you just pour it on the floor? Besides the fact that your wife might not get so excited about it. Why can you not pour it on the floor?
Unless you're outside.
That's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Ches. Karka, you cannot pour water on the floor. Remember, this is the water that is removing your ruach ra. The water will contain ruach ra. You do not want to have ruach ra floating around your dining room. It's not, there's something about the ruach ra. You want to get rid of it. You want to get rid of it fast. So if it's on the floor, that's no good. If it's anything that absorbs it, that takes it in, that gets rid of it, that's okay. Of course, nowadays, you know, if it goes down if it goes down the pipes, that's good. But don't keep it there. By the way, it's also important to get rid of it ASAP. There is no, it's not good, it's not right to have the ruach ra. If you're washing nigel vasa next to your bed and there is that second bowl there, you have to get rid of it as soon as you can. It's not right to have it lying around till the next evening. There's ruach ra and it's contaminated. You get rid of it. Yeah. Now, see if you test my. Yeah, so does bittul work with ruach ra? I saw the discussion, and I don't remember what the maskona was. I believe that that because of chamir sakanta misura, I think the poskim don't like it, and they said that it might not be.
Like washing it. I mean, except with the food, you can wash the food.
Right, I see. You probably can't. Yeah.
Like washing.
Yeah, I don't. Interesting question. I don't know. Sif Tess, Ma'am Shana Tilat Sidaim, Shachis Oslenes, Mehem, Shulchan Aruch said, don't have any benefit from the water. So, if you want to recycle the water, everybody's going to recycle now. What's the meeting in Glasgow called? CO what? Yeah, so if, you know, it's about water and keeping the water, recycling the water, Yeah, so but it's all very good. However, the water that you use for Negloasa, don't use it again. Don't use that now for your dishwasher, because it's contaminated. Don't put it in your house. Even if people are going to access it, it's an area where people walk, where people may take it, may use it. Don't allow for people to use it again. Of course, if it's in a drainage area or in any place that gets rid of it, that's okay. But in a place that people may use it again, you can't. Garden, that's an interesting one. Let's look at Mishtabua. It's an interesting question, actually. So the Mishtabua points out, where people walk. So Mishtabua says, because people may get harmed from the Ruach Ra. Interesting question. Really interesting question. I never thought of that. So what do you think about this? If people take the Negelwasser, or the Ruach Ra, which is contaminated water, and you pour it in your, you know, it's the summer, and you've got a rose.
If you put it on the lawn might be right, but like if you put it on tomatoes, you can eat the tomatoes, it's probably not okay.
Yeah. But the can you put it on the lawn? Can you put it on the grass? So you're saying that it's about the same thing? If you can't put it in front of animals, probably also the grass is the same Magdor, yeah. Although the halacha that we're seeing over here is lo b'makim sh'ovrim sham bnei adam. It seems that the particular concern is humans. Yeah, but probably right. Yeah, that's what he's asking. It's a good question. Yeah. Yeah. And finally for tonight, noitel kli shel mayim biyad yeminoi. You pick it up. So how do you actually physically do it? I think Shulchan Aruch has mentioned a little bit about it earlier. So you take the keli with your right hand. You put it into your left, kedesh yorik maim, in order to pour out the water, alimin on his right hand, chilo first. So again, you take the keli with your right hand, you give it to your left, in order to pour it on your right hand first. So your right hand should be the first one which is being cleaned. And the obvious discussion that needs to be raised over here is, what about, are you lefty? That's it. So what about left hand? So what's the halach about lefties? Same, very good. So the poets can say that a left-handed person will do it the same way, because it's nothing to do about your right hand. It's about I think the Bialocha says, "Vegam be'itzas lino bossi emin da alma." Yeah, Mishnah says explicitly in Sifkon Chav Beis. Yeah, here it is. It's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why do we use the right hand? Fascinating. Kedeshi is Gaba Yemin, in order to strengthen. Yeah, that's it. To strengthen the right hand. Shu Chesed. The right represents Chesed, the middle of Chesed of Hashem. Al Smoil, on top of the left hand. Left is what? Left is? Represents din. That's it. We want chesed overcoming and being victory over left hand, which is din, strict. Chesed over din. That's it. And therefore, we can be itiyah, there's din of basim in down, and also the right hand, left hand person will do the same thing. No discrimination in this one. So, there it is. Interesting that we go according to the yamin, and I suppose it's beautiful. The first thing you do in the morning, you do chesed on top of. Very interesting. Something to think about. Chesed on top of din. Rabbi said some as we went this evening. We spoke about one hand only works. We spoke about don't touch, not your ears, not your mouth, not your nose. We spoke about not to touch open wounds. We spoke about b'di'evet, washing once b'di'evet works. We spoke about the beer. Don't get too excited about the beer. And if you did touch any b'di'evet, it's still okay. But you have to get rid of it ASAP. What if you did touch a solid food? You should wash it three times. We said that, but the Eved, it's fine even without Kli, even without Kerch Gavra, etc. But the Chachilah should try to mark and all that. But the Eved, if you're in a situation, in a hotel, whatever, and you don't have a Keli, go, but the Eved, it's fine. We learned also that you should put it in a place where nobody's going to benefit from it. And finally, we learned the way you do it is you do chesed on top of din. You raise it with your right hand, you give it to your left, and you pull it with your right hand. That's it for this evening, Abayi Sai. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow with Seif Yud Aleph. Very good evening.